just going to put it right here in the middle of the table where I can smell it.
Okay. Put it where you want to hit yours.
Well, that is just beautiful. Miss Daisy, I just can't believe it.
So you can't believe it?
No, sir.
But it's true.
It's very sad.
You've got your pie. You said you... I'm going to get some potatoes and have you to bake me one. I thought about that and thought about it. So I had some potatoes. Yeah, I said, well, I have to go over there every night tomorrow and I'll get up and bake it. And when she comes for me, she can carry it on. She won't have to bring no potatoes. As many nice things as you do for me and that big, nice cake, then I wait till you bring me some potatoes, as many potatoes as I done already eat up that belong to you.
When I saw you bringing those that pie over from Doris's, oh, that was beautiful.
You can unwrap it and look at it.
And you got up this morning?
Yes, ain't it warm?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You see, Miss Marla, I'm used to getting up if I got something to do. Well, then I'll get on with her.
Take me all day to make a pie.
All day?
You made the crust and all?
Yes.
For goodness, sweet potatoes are so high to begin with.
They is high. But I have to have a few of them once in a while. But they is really high. I don't get many. I get three or four. Four is high as I go.
Well, now it takes a good many to make that pie.
Me?
It takes a good many to make a pie, doesn't it?
Oh, yes, sir. It takes a right small to make a pie, but by the time you get your eggs and your butter and your sugar and your whatnot in. Well, that counts up some, you see.
Then you had
but didn't we have a nice rain?
Oh, my.
Oh, I was so glad of that rain. But that thunder and lightning, I could have done without that. For I am scared of life. But Miss Miles, it was so funny. I was laying down there on the settee. Here come a bright streak of lightning right through the house. I don't know. Then he's sitting at the table eating. And that streak of lightning come through there and that heavy thunder just rattling all over everything. He just eased his plate all for me. Right there, baby's going got over there in the corner in another chair. He finished eating afterwards. Well, you see, I don't eat. I don't eat and I don't cook. If it's thunder and lightning, I don't cook for nobody. I don't be hungry, and if they hungry, it sure have to wait till it's over. I don't screw around no fine thing. But my granddaughter, if she got anything to do, or whatever she doing, she does it right away. But not me.
You say you're not hungry when it's lightning?
No. I don't get hungry. And if I ain't cooked, I don't cook till afterwards. If it gets out, time I've got time to wait. Now, if you're so hungry, you can't wait. Well, now you cook. I ain't going to cook and I ain't going to watch you cook.
Well,
we heard from the folks.
Well, I hear from them every once in a while. They doing fine.
Good. What they name the boy?
Shannon. Well, Miss Daisy, if you're cooking, oh, you mean it would be dangerous?
Me?
If you're cooking and...
Well, it is to me, because I'm scared. I'm scared of lightning. And I think it's dangerous to me. Mm-hmm. So I just get somewhere in a corner and sit there quiet as I can, and peaceful till it storms over. Then I get up and do whatever I have to do.
Well, there ought to be some places you could sit that'd be safer than a corner, I guess, is better.
I try to get where it's dark, kind of dark. Now, when the weather's bad, I get me a chair and get in that little hole in my room, mostly. But I didn't yet, did it? I wasn't thinking it was going to be like that. It had thundered way off so long. I said, well, I don't guess we can come on. Man by the house, and he asked me, he said, Daisy, did y'all get any of that hail? I said, no, sir. I said, we got a nice rain, but we didn't get no hail. He said, it hailed in Micanopy. Oh, plenty. I said, oh. He said, oh, yes. It had nice size hail in Micanopy, and plenty of it. I said, well, you don't say. I said, well, we didn't have none, I'm glad of it.
We don't need any hail.
No. I never need hail.
Well, I remember that big clap.
Mm-hmm. It was a big one. Looked like it just shattered, just rattling on something. Up. I lay there on the settee, looking at it. He was eating. What pinched on the lighting? He eat right on. But when that come by, he stopped. I say I'm going to tease him about it sometime.
Unexpected is what.
That's right.
About to forget to get us some tea. Thinking about that storm.
Been here a long time. Good morning.
What you got down there?
Yeah?
You been cooking? What's that, Miss Daisy?
Yes, you are.
What's that, Miss Faith?
That's my best surprise.
Gee whiz.
You tell Guy.
What in the world is that?
He's going to see. That's the way to find out things.
Goodness. Goodness. That wouldn't be sweet potatoes. I don't know how we ever got along without sweet potatoes.
Guy, it's warm.
You mean just come out of the oven?
Tell him. But you
well,
did.
It's been out a good while. But, then she had to get up soon and bake it. Well, I know I had to come over here this morning, so she was to the house the other day.
Yeah.
One day last week, I was fixing to tear dinner out now. And I had, she met me with some potato pie. She said, Miss Daisy, what's that potato pie? I said, yes, ma'am. She said, some of these times, get some potatoes and bring them over here and let you bake me.
Yeah,
said,
someday
okay.
When you've got your baking clothes on.
I said, okay, I'll bake it. So I thought about it yesterday. I said, well, now, I don't have to wait for her to bring me no potatoes. And I got three or four here. I put them on cooking, make the pie, and when I go, the pie go in the morning.
How much potatoes does it take to make a pie?
Well, it don't take so many to make a pie, but I never just make one pie. I always have to make two or three.
Oh, do you?
So, I had enough potatoes to make
oh,
three.
Yes. Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. This morning. You see, time you get your eggs and your sugar and your butter and your so-and-so and your whatnot, well, one will make a pretty good, there's potatoes in the side, it'll make a nice pie.
Yeah.
When I'm so used to cooking and fixing for a big family,
yeah.
I just can't get used to a little bit.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you, Miss Daisy, any time that you think about cooking for a small family, you just count us in on your family.
Okay.
And we come down there and stay with you a while.
Miss Daisy got up before 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
Making these pies.
Well, I was going to make my pies first.
Yeah.
I made my pies before I fixed my breakfast, so she caught me eating breakfast.
Oh, really?
This morning.
Oh, she caught you. You know, Miss Daisy, I've been thinking about it. I don't know how you ever got around working by the hour. Everybody has to work by the hour.
Oh, yeah. Well, you see, I'm just a makeshift. You see, I'm not a hand. I'm just, if I had a job, you see, well, I'd have to go by the hour. Well, right now, I work so many hours up there. But I just have few things I do when I get down there till I get through. Well, I mostly get through before noon what I'm going to do that day.
Yeah.
I'll never make a half a day up there. You know what I tell them? She just lets me hang around there for what I used to do. It's not what I'm doing now.
I didn't quite follow that, Miss Lady. How you? She just lets you hang around there.
Mm-hmm. Do little things. Nothing but you will. Mostly.
Yeah.
Sometimes. I wipe up the kitchen. Sometimes I clean the stove.
Yeah.
Things like that.
Well, that stove's got to be cleaned.
Ooh. That's a job. That's the day I have a job. When the stove got to be clean.
Yeah. Now, when you clean the stove, you don't get paid for the hour. You just get paid for the job.
Oh, well, she counts the hours and how long I've been there.
Oh, does she?
Yes, sir. She give me by the hour.
Yeah.
And I come, she look at the clock.
Oh, does she?
And I look. When I get through, she look at the clock.
And sets it down.
That's right. Sets it down.
Well, you can just, you don't have any set hours. You don't have
no,
to get
sir.
That any time.
No,
leave it.
I don't have
time.
No certain hours.
Yeah.
When I get there, I'm there. Till I leave. And I never be late. Nobody don't tell me.
Oh.
If I be late. Don't say a thing about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you see. Just like some of them, they supposed to be to work at 7.
Yeah.
Well, if they ain't that, 7 they late.
Yeah.
Getting to the work. Some of them have to be to work at 8. If they ain't there at 8, well, they late. But it's not so with me. I don't be late.
Yeah.
And I get down there
yeah.
until I leave. She comes from the time I got there to the time I leave.
Well, now, that way, you don't, if you was something that's happened around the house that way, you needed to be at the house, at your own house.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to get in a dither.
That's right. That's right.
And get to hurrying and say, mm-hmm. well, I've got to get up there or they won't like
mm-hmm.
it.
Then I walks. Well, I've been walking up there a long time. Long time.
Yeah.
Well, I can't walk as fast now as I did when I started up there.
Yeah.
That's, I can't do as much work now. She understands that.
Yeah.
She know I can't do what I used to do, and she don't offer it to me.
Uh-huh.
Well, see, since she is retired from teaching school, him and her is there all day, busy working every day.
Yeah.
Well, the day she don't have the baby, her and him's out in the yard most of the time.
Well, they like it out in the yard.
Mm-hmm.
Got a lot to do out there.
Ooh, yes, sir. She's fussing all the time. There is so much to do around this place, you'll never catch up. I said, your place is too big. I said, you can't catch up. I said, by the time you get around, it's time for you to go back where you started.
Yeah. Well, she could go out and teach school or hold a job down for what she does up there on that place.
She got tired of teaching.
Oh, she did.
Quit.
Yeah.
But she's been saying that a long time. Days of when I retire, I said, when is that going to be? When you can't go. She said, oh, I'm going to retire. I said, I wrote sitting here, tell her. Going like that. And I wouldn't think she'd done quit. She told me the other morning, Friday. Oh, what's the next Saturday morning? Mr. Mark and them went up to see Miss Richardson last week. She said, when he come back, he called Mr. Leroy and told him, well, mother's about the same. She don't seem to get any better, and she don't seem to get no worse. Says bad, she she have to stay in bed all the time. She never get out of bed. Said, but Leroy, we have one thing to be thankful for. She still got her good mind. Her mind is still good as it ever was. I said, that's for sure.
Yes.
I said, that's for sure. That's a whole lot to be thankful for. Mm-hmm. You
know. Now she...
But it looked like she just suffered so long. She been there a long time.
Okay. Now, Miss Lois... She got time now. She could get out and sort of tell people what to do, like Florida May and people like that, couldn't she?
Mm-hmm.
But she don't.
She don't. She don't. You know, she don't visit unless, you know, if somebody's sick and she feel like she should fix them something, go to see them. Take them a bunch of flowers or something, talk with them a little while. But as long as you well, she ain't bothered.
Yeah.
Now, she told me, and I didn't know that till here. Lived this Friday morning about Miss Iris McCray being so sick. And she said she had been in the hospital
two weeks.
And she says she's home now, Daisy. Said, well, she can't do nothing. She's in the bed, said Cole Frank. He's there with her the most of the time. So she went out and she picked some squash and she got some onions and brought them in the kitchen and washed them and fixed them in a bowl and carried it over to the farm. She said, we'll take this for Iris and Frank's dinner. She says, I'll fix them and he can cook them. Says she can't cook. Said, but he can. He can cook them. Said, wouldn't be no use for me to cook it. We and I and take it over there and it'll be cold for noon. Fixing the kettle and let him cook it.
Don't take long, does it?
No, it don't take long. Don't take squashing onion long to cook. So she did. I asked him when she come back. I said, well, how's she feeling this morning? She said, Daisy, it's hard to tell. Yeah, but she's not getting along so well. And they think she should. Well, nothing to do about it. But just wait for a change, that's all. But I do hate to see anybody just suffer, suffer, suffer. I remember something long time ago. Ms. Richardson, she picked me up when I lived in that old, under that old tree. And carried me home. So she said to me whilst we was going on, she said, well, Daisy, say I lost my brother. I said, you did? She said, yes, he died. Yes, did he? She said, but Daisy, I can't cry about it. Said, for years and years, he haven't got a thing out of life. But misery. Now he's out of his misery. And I don't have nothing to cry about. You know, I thought about that so many times. So many times. That's true. You'd rather see him dead and out of his misery and just look at him suffering, suffering all the time.
Well, now, you've known Miss Iris. You've known her a long time.
Miss Iris McCray?
Yes.
Yes, sir. I knowed her a long time.
Yeah.
I knowed her before her and Mr. Frank married.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. I don't know just when they married, but I knowed her before they married.
Now, was she pretty lively back then, too?
Yes, she was. She's just as lively as a cricket.
Yeah.
She always had something going.
And something to say.
Something to say.
Yeah.
I feel sorry for her. You know, you think she's getting along all right now. Here the other week, it must have been 3 or 4 weeks ago, I was coming home. She was hanging up her clothes. Lots of Mondays. She'd be done hung up her clothes.
You know, time you got around there.
Time I get around there. She's small. You know, anybody that's so active and so used to doing things, like when they something happened to them, you know, it's bad. They got to suffer with the miseries and be suffering with the wants. You be wanting to do something. Yeah. And can't.
They can't go fishing.
Can't do nothing.
Can't put out their own wife.
Mm-mm. It's bad.
I didn't know. I didn't know you knew about all the fishing holes down here.
Hmm.
I thought you quit fishing when you left the
junction. Oh, I did. I ain't been fishing. I think I've been fishing, but about twice since I've been down here. Florida May come by the house once years ago. She was going to say, you know, she's a fisherman. She'll fish every day if she can.
Oh.
If she can't stay but an hour, she'll go there.
Yeah.
So she come by the house one day and got at me to let's go fishing. I said, oh, me, I ain't no fisherman. She said, well, you come on and go. Ain't no need you just setting up here and working all the time. Come on, go to fishing and look in the water. So I got up and went on. I caught 2 fish.
Yeah.
Down here.
How did she do?
Hmm?
She kept any?
Oh, yeah, she kept. Well, I think she caught about 5 that day. But she do catch them. She did catch them.
Well, she knows all the fishing holes then.
Yes, all the way from up there to that bridge down to Orange Lake.
Yeah.
She fished all along.
Yeah. I'd like to hear her tell about those fishing holes. I don't know where they are.
I don't either. And I don't think she do either. She just thinks where they are. She just thinks she might have. She is standing on the bank all the way down. I don't think she ever go out in the boat.
No.
I don't think she gets off the ground.
Oh, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't care about that boat fishing.
I don't, but my boy loves it.
Oh, does he?
I've seen him out there on that lake, and it come up a storm. And you couldn't see the water for the rain and wind out there. And he'd be out there by himself.
Why?
And I'd just be worried till he'd come. He'd come in about 8 at night. I said, well, Jay, when the world was you? When that storm was, I couldn't even see the water on that lake. He said, I was out there. I said, Jeff, why didn't you try to come home? I was just as safe out there. I'd have been if I'd have been here. I said, I don't understand. He said, you see, Mama, you don't know. I said, I ain't trying to find out. He said, you see, you push your boat up against one of them heavy tussocks out there. The wind ain't going to move. It's just going to take a tub of wind to move that boat from there. I said, well, did it move, Joe? No. I just sat there till it was over when I come on out. Yeah. Then Mr. Mars, I couldn't stand it. I just couldn't stand it. I want to be in a house when the storm on.
You don't like stormy weather.
Me? No, sir. I do not. I like rain. But when this wind and lightning and thunder and stuff starts, I'm scared.
Well, now, when you worked out in the field, you all used to get caught out there.
We'd get caught out there, but we'd have a truck or something like that again. And I didn't like it out there. I'd be glad when they finally thought we wasn't going to do nothing else and the truck come. Of course, it wasn't so far. I'd walk.
You mean walk back in that storm?
Walk back to my house. You see, I'd walk on through the storm. Sometimes it'd catch me, though. But I'd be on my way.
Yeah. Well, I didn't know that. You know a lot
do
of
you
people.
Like storms?
A lot of people do.
I said, do you?
I used to. I'm sort of scared of it now.
Not every place in a house is safe.
Well, no. You know what I say, Miss Maud? We ain't safe nowhere if God ain't for us. If the good Lord is for you, you're safe anywhere. But you see, I'm so weak. I want to try to get somewhere where I think it's a little better. But it ain't. That's just my way. He can take care of you anywhere.
Well, you ought to have confidence in the Lord, Miss Daisy.
Well,
and
I've got some in him, but I think I ought to have some in myself.
Then you could stand right out there in the middle of the field.
I wouldn't do it if I could walk. I wouldn't do it.
You don't know whether you're on the Lord's side or not.
Well, I hope I is.
But you ain't risking.
And then the next thing, I think the Lord wants you to help yourself sometimes, is you expect him to do it all.
Yeah.
I think you should do something. And I believe he feel like you should do something.
But Florida May don't mind.
Huh? Lord, me don't mind.
She don't mind the storm.
Don't mind much. Yes, she do.
Oh.
Yes, sir, she do. Florida man is just as scared of a storm as me.
Oh, really? Well, it looks to me like people that are scared of stormy weather, they're the kind that oughtn't to go fishing or get out anywhere.
Well, she'll go.
Fishing holes, that one where Chef was, Miss Daisy, that's over there in back of Mr. Trash's field.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of those deep holes?
Well, I've always heard out in the middle of that point.
Yes.
Well, you see, no bonnets don't grow there.
Oh, I see.
Out there in the middle of that pond. But they say it's a sinkhole out there in the middle of that pond. I think they say that thing's about 80 feet deep.
And that's where he was, except he was
but
at the...
That's the pond he was in, but he wasn't near that hole. He was near the bank.
Yeah. it might have been better if he was out in the hole.
Yes, might have been. But I think he had caught what fish he was aiming to catch and was coming out to come home. Well, he just about drove that boat up there side he'd fish in them bonnets a little bit or something. Like I said, had a little old stick pushing the boat. Wasn't no bigger than a fishing pole. And that stick broke. Well, I guess by him pushing it, when the stick broke, it just throwed him off.
Yeah.
I asked him about what he meant by having a thing like that to push a boat. Look like when he got the boat, it oughta been a pallet there,
yeah,
where the boat was, but it must have wasn't, then he would have got it.
Out there by itself. I wonder where Florida May fish is. Now, does she fish over?
She just fish all up and down Orange Lake.
Yeah.
From the bridge on down to Orange Lake.
She just goes out there at the bank and
sometime
throws in her hook for her line.
Sometime they go to see the Keys fishing. Mm. Now, George, he used to take them out there about once or twice a week,
yeah,
out to see the Keys. Well, he carried a truckload out there. Well, they pay him $1 a head to take him out there. Well, I said this. I think if it wasn't worth a dollar, it wasn't worth nothing.
Yeah.
He'd take him out there. Early in the morning, they try to get away from here before sunup.
Oh, really?
Sometimes in the night when they come back. Well, he got all that long wait, you see, a whole day to wait on. And then they come back. And they used to catch them. They'd go out there and catch them. But the little fish, about like that.
Just
about that long and about as big as your two fingers.
About as long as your hand?
Yeah. The most little fish I ever see. All of them are the same size. And they catch foot tubs full of them things.
Oh, really?
I told them, not me. It wasn't worth a dollar to me to go out there, sit all day long, and come back here with them little finger fish. Didn't have to cut now. Just scale them and gut them. You know, they're good though.
Are they good?
Yes, I taste good.
Now, you never did go with them down there?
No, I didn't ever go with them out there.
Florida May go?
Yes, sir. You see, Florida May was the head of that business. Florida May. Dora, I don't know who.
Dora went too.
Oh, yeah, that's been years ago.
Sure.
It ain't been, I don't think she's been lately. But she used to go.
Yeah. So her and Florida May both,
mm-hmm,
it goes into
fishing. They fish their lunch and take it with them. Mm-hmm. Of course, they know they're going to be gone till night. Well, you know, I like to fish, but I like to fish a while and come home.
Yeah. Oh,
but
they,
the most fishermen, they want to fish from full sun up till after sundown.
Yeah.
They don't like to go and come back.
They don't know when to quit, do they?
No. Now, here was a man to my house about 3 or 4 weeks to choose his mind, Sean says. He said, I believe it was long, but must have been Easter time. It was sometime, some kind of holiday. But anyway, when he come, I asked him, I said, well, did you have a nice time? Yes, if he said yes, I did. He said, the children wanted to go boat riding. So I tell them, boat ride. We're up here somewhere, Tipper. Watermelon Pond, I think he called it. And so they got up there and they seen that pretty lake. Then they wanted to go fishing. He said, well, then I had to come clean back home and get the fishing tackles and come back and fish. I said, well, the children enjoyed the ride and you enjoyed riding. He said, oh, yes. If they happy, I'm happy. I said, did you have any luck? He said, yeah, I caught all of them. I said, well, that's good. I said, I don't hear that word often. I said, he always wants more. He said, Daisy, said we caught 7. And that was a plan. I said, you caught 7 fish and crit? He said, yeah, that was all one. I said, well, I ain't never heard nothing like that. I said, the more folks go fishing, the more they catch, the more they want to catch. Yeah. He said, yes, David said, but that's a waste. He said, I think when you get a mess, you ought to be happy. And so I said, we had a mess and had one left. I said, yes, sir. But I don't know if I ever heard anybody say they caught enough fish.
That's the truth. And they never get to stay long enough.
That's right. They don't know when to stop. And they know who. Of course, they say the law got a limit on them now, but they got a limit for that. They go catch this morning, catch what the law like. They go in the bag. Yeah, they'll come out and eat and put them away and go back and maybe catch more than they had the first time.
Florida may do that.
So how do they do that?
Florida may do that.
No, when Florida May comes off, she's going home for good.
Oh, you see.
Mm-mm. She can't do it. That's these folk goes way out in the lake, boat riding, things like that.
Yeah.
You know, like folks from Lake City and George and all of that Jacksonville, folk like that.
Oh, yeah. They come in, yeah.
Uh-huh. They walk in. Catch the limit this morning. All right. They come out and they go eat and put them away and go back. Get the limit this evening.
Just fish twice or three times.
But you know, I heard somebody saying that, you know, Florida May, she just smart. But she's not sick. But she'll go work a little for Miss Flo, and she'll work a little for her son's wife. And she helped Miss Jane a few hours, some days. That's not every day. But somebody told me that her husband told her she had to stay there with him. She's got to stay. She's got to quit work and stay here with me. If you don't, you see, the welfare pays her to take care of them. They say, I didn't know that till the other day. And it may not be all true now, but I just heard it. Said he told her, if you don't stay here with me, I won't have you. Took off the welfare board. I'm going to porch and tell them you work and you ain't taking care of me. I said, did he tell Florida May that? I said, nice as she is to him, I said, she don't go nowhere if she think he's sick and need her. I said, but if he's sitting up there on the porch and walking around, and she feel like she'd go help somebody that needed her, and then they help her by pain. I said, I don't think he ought to bother her. I said, if the welfare is paying, they ain't giving her a dime of his money. I said, because he ain't doing nothing. But some folks think she ought to do it.
Oh, really?
And she ought to just sit there with him. I say, Walt don't need nobody to watch him.
That don't sound like Florida May just set that home.
No, sir. That would be too hard on her.
Well, now.
But I think, I tell him, well, okay. Have me cut off. When you's not sick enough for me to stay here, I'm not going to stay. But if you sick, well, you know I'll be right here. Yeah, if you want me, want them to cut me off. The welfare. For not just sitting here day after day, looking at him. I told him, I said, you see, that's reason I don't fool with welfare. I said, I ain't ever been on it. I said, I get nothing but my little Social Security and can't nobody take that from me. I work much as I want, and when I get ready, and they can't make no report on me. That's what the welfare put you on to take you off. I said, somebody always glad to see a space to cut you off if they can.
Oh, they can be mean about that.
Sir?
They can just be mean about that, can't they?
It's just downright meanness. Just meanness. And it sure is meanness of Walt, because she have always nursed him like he was a baby. Always.
Well, now, Father May.
And he won't give her. He won't give her none of his money.
Oh.
I heard somebody say he got his check the other day. And she asked him about cash. He told her he wasn't going to cash it. I ain't going to cash it, and you ain't going to cash it.
He got to eat.
Mm-hmm. But they don't mind. You take granddad over there. He don't give me nothing. No money. When I asked him for money, but he ain't got none. And I tell him, I said, well, you got your check, sit and sit down. I ain't got no check. I don't get no check. I said, okay. But other folks can come up there time after time. Catch him sitting on the porch counting his money. Well, you know that's wrong. For him to sit right out there in the public on that porch and count his money. Somebody come along, of course I hope they don't, and bust his brains out and take it every bit.
Well, yes.
And we don't know what happened. Them children's come over there the other day to see me. Oh, they had to see us. So when they come in, they say, well, Mr. Ben, I see back there on the back. He run there sitting on the back step. Counting his money. So Minnie May said, I said, did you find it? She said, yes, ma'am. She said, then mean dots went around him. So he was sitting on steps counting his money. She said, Miss Daisy, he got a roll of it. And so he was just there counting. So we stood there and watched him. And so after a while, Dots said to him, well, you're counting your money, ain't you? Ooh, to say he got to trying to hide it. But they had them seated before they spoke. I said, you asked him, but he said he ain't got none.
Well, he just wrapped up, Miss Daisy.
That's right.
He just wrapped up, and he
just gone crazy. Not much. No, he don't give me no money. He been ain't give me no money but one time since he been. So take every bit I can get, and then I don't catch up. I have light bills paid. Groceries to buy, gas to pay for, insurance to take care of. I'm doing well. If that's the way you want it, I'll do the best I can, and that's all I can do. But if he don't mind, one day something will happen to him and his money.
And that money.
That's right.
He just...
Because he should be willing to help to feed himself. That's all.
And his insurance? Does he take care of his insurance?
Sometimes he paid, but he never paid on time. You tell him, just like he's due on the first, they ain't going to get it for the middle. And didn't have to pay. Oh, I ain't got nothing. I ain't got nothing. But in how in the world he can say that, I don't see. And he knowin' it, no. He haven't bought a dime drop for nothing out of a check since he been here. And he come here in December.
6 months.
No, he haven't bought nothing. And the way I know when he get his check, sometimes James will bring his mail. Sometimes the children will bring his mail. That's the way I know.
Oh.
And then I'd be looking at the check and tell him. I said, Ben, you ought to put your check up somewhere. I said, you get up and leave it there and you won't know where. I ain't got no check. I said, yes. Got a check. I said, that's a check right there. Well, I know. I said, let me see this end of it. Not taking care. Oh. And I said, what is that? If that ain't your check. You see, this woman in Fort Myers, his check still goes there. And she sent it back. And she been sending them ever since. He been home. But she put them a long white envelope.
He got one this morning.
Did he?
Mm-hmm. From a long white envelope, that's all I know.
Uh-huh. That's his check. You get it to him?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I brought it in and gave it to put it on the table.
Mm-hmm. All right. That's his check. And he'll stick to it that he ain't got no check. Well, now, this is me. This is me.
Well, now, you reckon, Walt Woodard does the same thing?
Hmm?
Do you reckon Woodard does the same thing?
I guess so. I guess so. So but... He ain't been doing like that. What are they?
Yeah.
When they get so old, can't do what they want to do, they get the devil in them and they play it with anybody.
Cranky.
That's what they do. Now, Ben, he ain't always been like this, but his mind is so bad. It's pitiful. Now, he looked at me the other morning, one morning last week. He had told his girls, been stealing his money. Told Doris. Then he told my granddaughter that I've been stealing his money. I said, did you believe it? I said, no, Mama, I didn't believe you stole. He said, that's his mind. So my granddaughter, it was funny to her. She said, Grandma, said, Granddaddy said, told me, don't you leave nothing laying around here. If you do, you won't find. So she said, like what, Granddad? Like your pocketbook. And she said, ain't nobody here to borrow it. Yeah, so yeah, if you leave it laying around, it'll get stole from you. So she said, who gonna steal it? Daisy. Daisy steal everything you put out. She stole over $100 of my money. I said, did you believe him? She broke out in a big laugh. She said, Grandma, you know I didn't believe that. So I just said, that was mine. So they say anything, they come to the mind. I said, but look like he let somebody else come to his mind. Sigh, saying I'm stealing from him. Well, he could tell somebody that and they'd believe it.
Yes.
Yeah, they would believe it. But the children didn't believe it. Well, it's like he told them. If anybody else go there, he'd tell them that same thing. So, one morning, let's see. Where's the third? No, must have been Friday. I don't know when it was, but before the children left. He walked down the hall. I was sweeping up. He said, Daisy? I said, He said, I want to tell you something. This morning. I said, okay. You stole my money last night. I said, I ain't stole your money. You stole it. All right. You stole it last night. I said, I didn't steal your money last night. I said, I ain't even been in your room last night for nothing. He said, I want to tell you. You stole my money. But if I ever kept you fooling around in my room, it's going to be mighty rough with you. I didn't say nothing. I didn't say a word. I know I wouldn't steal nothing from him. Well, he can't straighten up his room. Well, now, if I go in there, it's going to be rough. I don't know if I do take a notion to go in there. Of course, I go in there, but I catch him outdoors or somewhere around. Because I don't know what he might do. And I don't want to hurt him. And I don't want him to hurt me. So, if he don't want me in his room, well, I'll slip in there when he's out and straighten it up some. Sometimes. I ain't been in there, though, since he told me that. I ain't tried to tip in there since then.
Well, I remember Bessie said over there one day that when a person gets in that shape every now and then, Miss Daisy, they can cause trouble.
Uh-huh.
They don't know what they're doing.
That's right.
That's what Bessie said.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't realize, you know. So that's it right. Looks like what that's right.
It
I
is.
Mean, from what you're saying now.
That's right. Well, my granddaughter said this. She said, Grandma, she said, you can't do nothing with it. She works at a hospital like that.
Oh, yeah.
She said, I work with them every day. And said, you can't tell them nothing.
Yeah.
Said, ain't but one thing you can do to try to get along with them. Said, just agree with them.
Yeah. Go along with them.
Mm-hmm. Go along with them. Say, if you start trying to change them, say, you're going to have trouble.
Yeah.
Say, you can't do that. So George's boy, he was there. I said, well, but if I had the fool with him, he'd do better. She said, no, it wouldn't. Said, no, it wouldn't. Say, you can't do a thing with them, James. Said, the best thing you can do is just agree with them. Say, I work with them every day. I've been working with them for 4 years. And I ain't trying now. You could tell nothing. Mm-hmm. So that's what Bessie tell me. Bessie said, just let him say what he wants. Do what he wants. Said, don't try to straighten him. Say, you can't straighten him. So, but I tell you what you do, you watch him.
That's the end of Channel 1, right? The end of Channel 1 Right, and a continuation of the Visit Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning, 12th of May, 1971. This is the end of Channel 1 Right. The end of Channel 1 Right, and a continuation of the Visit Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning, the 12th of May, 1971.